is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal law enforcement officials continue to warn of possible copycat attacks or retaliatory violence after the attempt on Donald Trump's life. As visibly stronger security detail surrounds the Republican nominee and President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports the motive for the Saturday Trump attack remains unclear.
The FBI has said it's investigating this as a potential act of domestic terrorism, but so far its investigation has turned up few clues about a potential ideology or motivation that could explain why this attack happened.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also received Secret Service protection. A threat on Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before Saturday's rally, but it was unrelated to the assassination attempt on the Republican presidential nominee. That's according to two U.S. officials. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Tuesday that the U.S. still believes Israel is committed to a ceasefire deal despite the latest strikes in Gaza.
They're committed to trying to reach a ceasefire. They're committed to the proposal that they put forward and that the president outlined publicly over a month ago, about a month and a half ago now, and they continue to remain engaged in the talks to try to reach a ceasefire.
It comes as Israel said that they would send a delegation to Cairo for further talks with mediators on a proposed deal with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire and hostage release. The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement. It follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under long-standing political arrangement, ultra-Orthodox men had been exempt from the draft. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden addressed black supporters in the battleground state of Nevada Tuesday, his first campaign appearance since the assassination attempt on his Republican rival, former President Donald Trump. He linked the attack on Trump to racial and gun violence, imploring Americans to condemn violence in any form. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara filed this report.
We all have a responsibility to lower the temperature and condemn violence in any form.
Speaking in front of black voters in Las Vegas, Nevada, Tuesday, he did that by linking the shooting that injured Donald Trump in his Pennsylvania rally Saturday with violence perpetrated against African Americans, including George Floyd, who was killed by a white police officer in 2020, and to victims of gun violence, calling to reenact a U.S. ban on assault weapons that expired in 2004.
An AR-15 was used in the shooting. Donald Trump,
uncharacteristically subdued after the attempt on his life, has also called for unity. But many expect the calm to last only temporarily, with campaigning set to intensify following the party's political conventions. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The corruption trial of U.S. Senator Robert Menendez ends with all guilty verdicts on all charges against him, which include him accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for using his powerful position to enrich and protect two men and acting as an agent for the Egyptian government. Aaron Rainin reports from New York City.
Damian Williams is the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York.
This case has always been about shocking levels of corruption. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in the form of cash, gold bars, a Mercedes-Benz. This wasn't politics as usual. This was politics for profit. And now that a jury has convicted Bob Menendez, his years of selling his office to the highest bidder have finally come to an end.
After the jury decision, outside the Manhattan courthouse, the senator from New Jersey vehemently denied the charges. Menendez's legal team has announced plans to appeal the verdict. Aaron Rainin, VOA News, New York City.
And the authorities in Congo say at least 72 people, including several soldiers, were killed in a militia attack east of the capital Saturday. The violence has been intensifying between rival communities over land rights and taxes after the conflict erupted 2 years ago. The armed men who attacked a village were members of a militia which presents itself as defenders of the Yaka people. Hundreds of civilians have died in the conflict despite a ceasefire in April in the presence of Congo's president. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.